With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 21st, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Well, yesterday, the opening round of the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament, at the final site anyway, took place at the Tyson Events Center in downtown Sioux City, and the Northwest Iowa team was able to pick up a victory as the Dory University defenders defeated Langston University from Oklahoma, score 55-51. Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin, part of the program, that is on to the quarterfinal round and will play tomorrow against Marion University. The Knights defeated the University of the Cumberland 77-72. Also in Sioux City, Southern Oregon University downed Xavier University of Louisiana 67-60, and it was Bethel University of Tennessee defeating Hastings College of Nebraska 78-70. In the men's basketball national tournament in Kansas City, Northwestern College tried to stage a big comeback, down from 15 points at the half, took a lead late in the game, but ultimately the Red Raiders' season came to an end at the hands of Georgetown College. The Tigers defeat the Red Raiders in the round of 16, 73-70. And Northwestern ends their season at the final site of the national tournament in Kansas City. All of those in round of 16 contests yesterday in the NAIA basketball national tournament. Well, while we were giving you all the updates you needed from state tournament basketball a couple of weeks ago, we failed to mention that there were some big football news that came out from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. The new districts are out for the upcoming two seasons of high school football in the state. That will determine a lot of playoff positioning and matchups and all that kind of good stuff. Let's first take a look in Class 8 player and in District 1, where Remsen St. Mary's will reside for the next couple of years, as will Kingsley Pearson. Yes, the Panthers are going back to eight-man football after their sharing agreement with River Valley is no longer intact, so the Panthers are back to an eight-man program. Kingsley Pearson and Remsen St. Mary's are in the same district in Class 8 Player District 1. They'll be joined in that district this year by Grettinger, Terrell Ruth, Van Ayrshire, and Harris Lake Park, a couple of new teams into that district. Newell Fonda is a regular, as is Siouxland Christian. They're in that district as well. And Fort Dodge St. Edmund is going to be a part of Class 8 Player District 1 this year, so a pretty significant shift for that district for the next couple of seasons of high school football. In Class A, District 1, the Galen Catholic football team will be competing in there as well. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is in that district, as is MMCRU, Sibley O'Cheedon, Sioux Central, South O'Brien, and West Sioux. A couple of changes in that district with West Sioux and Sioux Central joining the fray. But the big change is that Akron Westfield will not be in that district this year. They are going to be in Class A, District 8, and they are going to have some long trips here this year in Class A, District 8. The Westerners will compete against IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, St. Albert of Council Bluffs, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbury Central. So, big change there. If Akron Westfield is going to play the likes of Galen Catholic and MMCRU in Class A, it's going to have to be in non-district football action. Certainly a big change from years past. In Class 1A and in District 1, that's where the Hinton Blackhawks are once again. The Blackhawks will be competing against the likes of Lawton Brunson, MVAOCOU, and Ridgeview. No real changes there. However, West Lyon has moved down from Class 2A, and they are in Hinton District for the next couple of football seasons in Class 1A District 1. Moving up a class to Class 1A, that'd be Alta Aurelia. They were in Galen Catholic and Akron Westfield and MMCRU's district in Class A the last couple of years, and now the Warriors will be in Class 1A District 1 with the Hinton Blackhawks. So a couple of changes to Hinton's district for the next couple of years. Finally, we go to Class 4A in District 1. That's where Lamar's community will reside once again. The Bulldogs will have plenty of familiar faces in that district, including the likes of Fort Dodge, Sioux City West, Spencer, and Storm Lake, those four teams, including Lamar's, of course, did not change. However, we did have a significant change as Sergeant Bluff Luton is up from Class 3A to 4A, knocking Denison Schleswig out of that district. And the Bulldogs will compete against a fellow MRAC rival in Sergeant Bluff Luton in Class 4A, District 1. Those districts can be found on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website under the football tab under sports. So you can check out what all of the potential district matchups will look like. Of course, schedules are still to come out for the next couple of years from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Of course, football is the only sport in which scheduling is taken over by the governing body. We hope to get those schedules in the not-too-distant future. But now we know the districts and where the playoff competitions will sit here for the next couple of seasons. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. High school sports continue today. Indoor track and field is on the docket as the Hinton Blackhawk track and field team heads to Nebraska. They're going to be competing at an indoor meet hosted by Wayne State College. Best of luck to the Hinton Blackhawks as they compete there today. We'll have results later on this evening at KLEM1410.com. Also on the schedule for today, we mentioned the NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament earlier in this sports update. The Briarcliff University women's basketball team, they compete in the round of 16 today. They'll take on Mid-America Christian out of Oklahoma. Of course, Briarcliff sporting Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle on the roster. Best of luck to the Chargers as they try to compete for the Red Banner and an NAIA national championship. They'll try and continue that tonight against Mid-America Christian. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.